Well, we don't have a quorum there, so. See who's any virtuals. Yeah, so. I will call the Bolton Lake Sewer Authority public hearing to order at 7:04, I believe. And on the agenda, we have several requests, and I see Mr. Bushnell is on there. Andy, would you like to speak to your request? Oh, maybe not.
Good evening. Andrew Bushnell with Bushnell Associates, representing veterinarians at Eastern Connecticut LLC, otherwise known as the Bolton Veterinary Hospital. As we discussed last month, they're proposing a new building at the current vacant property at 233 Boston Turnpike, which is on the corner of Williams Road and Boston Turnpike Route 44, pretty much directly across the street from their existing facility at 222 Boston Turnpike. The parcel at 233 Boston Turnpike currently has a sewer lateral that was installed back when the system was installed a few years back. The lateral is into the property, as indicated on the as-built drawings from the sewer installation project. The current Bolton Vet building has a meter on it. And based on that meter, we've determined that our usage would be about 950 gallons per day. That was based on meter readings for an entire year at the existing facility. And we're actually going to request 1,000 gallons. We've calculated 950. We're going to request 1,000. You know, we think that modern water fixtures in the new building may decrease that number a little bit, but we'll also install a water meter in the new building that can be read by a representative from the Bolton Lakes Region Water Pollution Control Authority, you know, to determine our exact usage as things move along once the new building's open. So we're requesting permission to connect the new building to that sewer lateral. We are going to have to purchase EDUs. We'll need 5 EDUs at 1,000 gallons a day. Apparently, there were never any EDUs initially assigned to that 233 Boston Turnpike site. So we will need to purchase 5 EDUs for this use.
Okay, thank you. Any of the board members have a question?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay. Thank you. We'll go through all of these and then we'll then act on them. Number two is 166. That was number 233 Boston Turnpike, correct?
Yes.
Andy? Yeah. The next one is at 166-180 Boston Turnpike. And that is a request for one additional.
So it's an EDU that they probably should have had all along. The original owner, it's under new ownership, and they are remodeling the two apartment buildings and looking to replace the trailers that were on site. And the white building that's down on the lowest part of the hill near 3J's was reported as a two-family structure when in fact it is a three-family structure. So they currently don't have enough EDUs assigned to the property to redo everything that was there prior to their purchase of the property. That's why they're asking for the additional EDU requests.
Okay. Anyone have any questions on that one? We have discussed it previously. I'm going on to number four, which is 176 Greer Road. It's in Bolton with, is it one additional EDU, I believe?
I think so.
Let me check. Let me look at the history on that one. And one additional.
Right. And the reason for this, and you and I had a quick conversation about this, Bob, if you remember, is that this is a single family dwelling that has property both in Bolton and in Vernon. And they are going to be remodeling the existing single family dwelling and then putting up an ADU. And from the perspective that you and I had,
right,
it's a separate dwelling unit, and we wanted to bring that before the sewer authority to discuss that. But our thinking was that it's an additional dwelling unit on the same property, same site. It likely was going to require an additional EDU. The engineer, which is Eric Peterson, believes that, you know, he can gravity feed both the existing dwelling and the ADU into the existing grinder pump and will not need a second grinder pump.
That's good. Good. Anyone else? Anyone have a question?
No.
All right. Number five is 10, 15, 17 Laurelwood Lane.
I think we have also a letter from Gardner and Peterson on that one.
Yes. That's a three lot subdivision.
I think it's more than that, but
they're only asking for those three.
Asking for those three at this time.
That's the one that was looked at years ago. Never.
Yeah, then they stopped.
Yeah. They're moving forward now. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think the road is actually roughed in.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's pretty straightforward. One EDU per dwelling unit. And then it's number 10, 15, and 17. Okay. That's it for the number of units on the request for EDU.
There are current, how many EDUs we have left?
Oh, we have a significant number. I mean, based on our flow, we're at what we projected. We had a surplus of 50%, and we're less than what we projected. So we have a large enough flow to handle any development that can happen along this, plus Coventry. So no, water conservation has paid a huge difference in our what we originally had planned for and what is used.
Well, and the EDUs are based on the public health code,
right?
And you know, things of the public health code just has not kept up with, you know, modern water usage,
right?
And so it's kind of it gives you kind of some wiggle room built in there.
All right, I think we should deal with these additional EDU requests before we move on to any other item, unless the board has any questions. If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the request for 233 Boston Turnpike for five EDU, 166-170 Boston Turnpike for one additional EDU, 176 Greer Road in Bolton, one additional EDU, number 10, number 15, and number 17 Laurel Lane for one unit per each.
Laurelwood.
Sorry. Yes.
So moved, Bob.
Okay, second. Thank you. There's a motion made and seconded. If there is no discussion, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
It passes unanimously. All right. Fiscal year budget.
So you had asked for some additional information, which I got from Jill. You had also asked her to try to do some projections, and she was uncomfortable doing that. And Bob and I discussed this, and he felt that this group was capable of drawing their own conclusions from the numbers. And so that's what we've done here, is provide those numbers for your consideration. I know you wanted to know how strong we were currently financially. So that information should be in here.
Yeah. So we have in the bank a substantial amount of money because the number of properties transferred, they paid off their
benefit assessment.
Their benefit assessment. So there's well over $1 million we're holding. However, the vast majority of that is for debt payment. So that'll be released, obviously, as it comes along. As far as if you look at this thing, I think we're looking somewhere around.
We have $1 million in the bank.
We'll over, yeah.
For debt repayment. What is the interest rate that the debt is set to 2%?
It's around 2%. Yeah. It's pretty low.
And we're making 0.01% on
right.
That that's sitting in the bank. Did we think about paying some of that down and saving the 1.?
No, actually, we haven't discussed. It's the first time we really looked and see where we had. There's been a number of transfers. So this thing is, in the last 2 or 3 years, has really built up to a substantial. That's something we should look at. If they will allow us to do that, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll allow us, but I think
it would be worth an inquiry.
Interest rates are going up right now, but we should keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Because this is the Clean Water Fund.
Yeah. Yeah, it's locked into that 2%. Yeah,
I'm not sure if they'll allow you to do that.
Yeah. I mean, if interest rates climb high enough, mm-hmm. our $1 million will maybe yield more than 2%. So,
well, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah,
that helps everybody in the
district.
Right.
That would be better. And
so, should we just look at it again in 6 months and see what it looks like?
Yeah,
the interest rates continue to go up. We probably should have looked at this, 2 years ago. But
right,
I had no idea how much was in there.
Back 2 years ago. Not much. I mean, I would say
a lot of houses have
sold. Yeah, I would say more. Yeah, at least half of that has been in the last couple of years, last 2.5 years, with all these transfers. Okay. And a number of people just initially just paid off too in the beginning. That was one bump, but most of them have been payoffs as we went along.
Right.
Transfers.
We've had a lot of people doing a lot of work in their houses.
Yeah,
they get rid of the septic and build a bigger house now.
Well, that's just it.
That's what makes these properties so valuable.
Yeah, unfortunately, we just get the 10,000. If you make an extra 100,000, good for you. That's okay. And we'll have these available for each of our meetings, but just keep a sense of where we are. I mean, as far as backup money, it's reading this thing, I'm thinking it's about 40,000. I think that as far as unexpended funds that we
have at our disposal.
Right.
I think that's probably accurate.
That's what's basically in the capital fund.
Yeah. No, that's that fund that we have for
40,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have to cover a major break.
No. And that's it. That's why we have to consider. Yeah, I think it was maybe 40. I mean,
it looks like 40,984.
Okay. 41,000. Yeah. Okay. But either way, that has only increased the last year or two. That's where we are.
Where is the budget for 2023? On which page?
I think that's in the other
package. In the other package.
In the other package, yeah. This was just a report of where we are. And going forward, I know we discussed a 5% or 10% increase to look at.
We should have had that at our public hearing today so that we could get the public in here to discuss that, because if you remember correctly,
right,
they want to be part of that.
And I think
we're a little behind on that budget.
And I really, yeah, That should have, you're right. This should.
We did put the public hearing in the newspaper.
But we should have it just for the budget.
We should have had it for the budget if there's going to be any type of
increase. Right. And we can.
So what are we looking for an increase? We're looking for $5. Is that what it was?
Yeah, we were looking at we talked about five or 10% increase. $5 is $5.
Right.
Per quarter.
I mean, now we know where we are. That's the one thing we should. I mean, obviously, I.
Is Rob on? No.
He's there. Not.
Dan, I think what we do, we owe the public to have a hearing with that separate from everything else.
Yeah,
but I think the numbers, everybody should know, but what we're looking at is either between a 5 and 10%, top 10%, five would be the lowest that we could possibly increase. I think, I'm just putting this out for discussion.
Right, I think what needs to happen is, I think basically what we need to do is, line breaks, anywhere along the line breaks. What is the cost of fixing the line? If it happens on a Wednesday at 1 o'clock, it's
right.
Different than a Sunday at 1 o'clock.
If we have, depends, not a main line break, but on a small line break.
I can tell you, we just had an issue with a line and a valve.
Yeah.
And that was, I expect that the fees from FR Mahoney are going to come in somewhere around $1,600, but then the repair fees and the replacement parts were another $5,000.
Yeah. That's about.
So that's an average.
That's for a smaller one.
That's an average significant repair within a property.
Right.
Yeah.
If we had a main line break, I don't know. I mean, I can try to get estimates from the engineer.
And because the main line, because it's solid, the breaks occur at a junction of some kind, whether the manhole area and that. So we're not looking at, one of the old type pipes that would break in the street line. So it's a connector portion of it. So it's not quite as catastrophic as, other than the fact that if it breaks and if it spills, then you have a cleanup.
Oh, we have a cleanup on top.
That's an issue. But
my worry, we've talked about this probably for the last 3 or 4 years. My worry is we have a major break and it's going to wipe out the savings.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's important to get that account up. I mean, the million is all debt. We have $40,000.
Right,
right. And don't forget, we've committed to spend a portion of that $40,000 on the Shady Glen issue.
Right,
$18,000. That was the maximum.
Right,
yeah.
So
there's half of it gone,
mm-hmm.
roughly.
So, those are the issues we face. And, we've, in the past, what we've done is, quite frankly, when we were really operating with nothing, we took that out of our own town operating budget.
It came out of our town budget.
Yeah, we did, and we've done that. And to bring that up to a quote reasonable level would be a catastrophic hit to.
Well, and we can't do that.
And we can't do it. We simply can't do that. I mean, we have to be fair to everyone.
Right.
So we're going to have to do the piecemeal and go to church.
I think what we need to do is we really need to start looking at it. And at a minimum, I think we do the $5.
Yes.
But if we go any higher than that, especially in today's time with gas and everything else, it's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to even do the $5, but we have to start building that account up.
Right.
Because if not, it's going to come down to.
Right. It comes down to the taxpayer really picking up the bill because the towns end up picking up a portion of that thing.
Right.
So it's that's the downside, not just the folks who are serviced by it.
Right.
But the reality is you can only go so far in this atmosphere.
Right. And that's why we brought Coventry.
Right. No, exactly.
because it helps offset the cost of the whole system.
And that's
our goal.
And our goal is to have those funds go into the backup fund and our capital fund.
But, you know, by having that many more people, it just lowers the cost for everybody.
Well, it stabilizes the cost too.
It spreads it out.
Better word.
Right. Stabilizes it. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the key. And I mean, the fact that we've been able to hold it at a specific level for several years is, I mean, aren't too many things operating out there today that's happened. Yeah. So anyhow, all right. But we'll get a date and have another hearing in July. I think before. So do we have to do it before July? July's our, we set the budget.
Yeah, we should have had this set already.
I think we're supposed to do it like in February.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're pretty far
behind. We're far behind.
I mean, the other option is to leave it at zero and bring it to February. But we have to follow through. How many homes are there?
Well, it's EDUs.
It's by EDUs.
About 500,
isn't it? Somewhere
in 500.
I think it's just short of 500.
It's short of 500,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, yep.
So.
No. Yeah. You have a hand up.
It's $5 is an additional $10,000.
Oh yeah, Terry can answer that question.
Hey, Terry.
Can't hear you.
Okay. I don't have the number of EDUs at my fingertips. They are on the spreadsheet I emailed a few weeks ago for the July billing. At the very bottom. But the last time there was a rate increase, I believe it took effect in October. So I'm not sure when it was voted on, but because it's too late now really to be increasing in July.
No, right. Oh yeah, no, we wouldn't, it would not be implemented in July.
But the last one took effect in October.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, that was because we ended up passing it and then going back and having a public hearing afterwards.
Afterwards.
Okay.
So it was that was a bigger increase and there was a lot of angry people.
Right.
So everybody came in and we explained the whole thing to them. All right.
Yeah, so if you look at the bottom of that spreadsheet that I send out quarterly, it tells you how many people are connected and how many total EDUs are being billed.
Right, it's just under five. So, yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
So if we did the $5, it brings in an extra $10,000
right, a
year. We could probably carry through and then actually get this going in February. That's probably the right thing.
Right thing to do it.
So we leave it flat with no increase.
Carry it through this.
Through this budget cycle, but then we've got to come back and we've got to take a pretty deep look at this of where we stand.
And hopefully we'll have a better sense of where the hell the economy is back in.
I don't think anybody realizes what's going on with the
economy. We don't, and that's
the economy, because basically you have a lot of paper money out there.
Right.
All that federal money that flooded everywhere and. It's just
awesome. Other than to a project like this,
right?
And that's the issue. And that's the thing. And if any of this funds, it's the only thing I had hope for, and it could be utilized for, if you will, capital reserve or something like that for small systems, mm-hmm. that would be the boost to us and to our folks. But they don't like to do that. They want new.
I don't see any reserves being built up that way.
No.
But I think we don't have enough time unless we did a public hearing in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much pushing the
limits. And that's not fair to the public either. So
it's not.
So we'll just yeah, right. I think we have to hold it.
I think we have to hold it. We hold the budget flat from this year. Think we could probably
look at 10.
That's pretty probably the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
And then February we'll be back. February with a March public hearing, the budget put in April.
Right.
Something like that. Right.
So now that we have a constant person at the helm over here, Jim.
Well, I try.
Well, I know. We've gone through some changes.
You guys have been really patient helping me get up to speed on some of this too, because this is not the easiest thing to grasp.
It is not. We've gone through so many changes, it made it difficult. Okay. So is there any other matter under the public hearing? If not.
No, I don't believe so.
Then motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Motion.
Yep.
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
It is adjourned, and I'll call the regular meeting to order. There we go. Morris, now if you want to come closer.
You got the meeting minutes.
Yeah.
Or public comment on something that's not on the agenda.
Right. Yep. There we go. In front of me. We have public comment, but you're here for stuff that is on the agenda. So we'll wait till the items come up.
It'll be just a few minutes.
We'll move right through. Item three, everyone's gotten a copy of the minutes of the May meeting. And
It's Mike. I move to approve the meeting minutes, but we need discussion. And I'm going to ask Terry to speak. If it's seconded, please.
Sure, I'll second it. Go ahead.
Terry, I understand you had suggested edit for the board the commission to entertain.
I've reviewed the audio twice, and agenda item 5A, discussion. The last sentence there, to extend time before tax sale, a full year's oldest owed assessment must be paid in full. That's not anything that is on the audio that I have said. And if you look at the other discussions, you can see that it's mentioned once it's selected for tax sale, the full amount has to be paid once it goes to the attorney. The full amount, not the full assessment, but the full balance due.
Balance due.
Right. So this doesn't fit in here.
So Terry, you want it corrected to match what was discussed at the meeting?
If this was discussion of something that I had mentioned, it's not anything that I had mentioned.
Yep.
So should it be amended or stricken?
That line as something that I had said would be something to strike out. I didn't review the whole entire meeting audio. I was just really concerned about that one thing, one item there. Is that indicating that that's something that I had said?
Okay.
That is what it says here. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I reviewed the audio twice.
All right. So, we can accept that, Mike is the maker of the motion as a correction, and me as a second, I'll accept that.
Yes. So moved.
Likewise as a second.
All right. We're striking that.
Any other comments on that? If not, all in favor of the motions, the minutes as corrected, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay, motion carries unanimously. All right. new business. First of all.
You acted on these.
We acted on A and B at the hearing. We acted on number five. We acted on A and B. Okay, now. And finally, we're down to C, collection enforcement recommendation, tax sales.
Okay, and you're at 17 Colonial, right, Mrs. Gursky?
Yeah. Okay.
So I've had a conversation today with Mrs. Gursky, and she has told me that she has secured a loan to pay the full amount of the benefit assessment that is due. Through June 24th.
Yep.
I believe you've been in contact with Terry, or at least Terry through Carrie. But you need a couple of weeks in order to actually get that money to Terry. I don't know if the authority has any questions for her after that.
Okay.
I don't. Hey, Bob, it's Mike, I may. So just so I understand, this is to make a payment arrangement. And do we have a specific time that the payment would be made in full? Or you said a couple of weeks. I'm just wondering if a specific time frame has been set.
So the benefit assessment, is my understanding, is somewhere around $7,300. And she has made arrangements to get some money to cover that amount in full. But it'll be a couple of weeks before she has the funds and is able to get those to Terry. I did tell her that if there were fees and fines in addition to that, that's a discussion that she would have to have here tonight with the sewer authority as to how she might deal with that. Do you mind if I talk a little bit about your financial situation? So, you know, I can tell you that, you know, she has applied to the town to have her home connected, and we have assisted her in doing so. She's not rolling money. And so she is asking for some assistance from the sewer authority with any additional fees and fines that she may owe to create a payment plan and move that forward. Would that be accurate?
Yes, sir.
So you're asking the authority specifically, I just want to make sure I'm understanding this. And ma'am, I can't see you per se on the Zoom, but I hear you in the background. First and foremost, as a member of the board, thank you for your efforts to pay this in full. It's much appreciated. We all have to pay taxes. None of us like it, especially in Connecticut. So thank you. But just so I'm clear, Jim, what are you asking, what's being asked of the board specifically, just so I understand?
So she's asking for a couple of weeks additional time to make the roughly $7,300 payment.
Yep.
Which is my understanding is that is the full amount of the benefit assessment to date.
Okay.
And if there are fees and fines, she would like the sewer authority to consider working with her to create a payment plan to get those taken care of over a period of time.
We have a couple of weeks, but no specific date. And if I may, Jim, Terry, did you want to weigh in on this at all as far as anything the board needs to consider, just to make sure we're not missing anything?
The tax sale itself is based on the assessments that are owed. We haven't yet picked on a date to start the tax sale process. At this point, if I were going to start it, it's really difficult because July is right around the corner and I'm busy right now trying to get my tax bills ready. But I could start with a date of June 25th just to keep things consistent, because we all know the bills change every 25th of every month. So if you decide to move forward with tax sale, we'll just make that June 25th. Could be the date to reach out to the attorney and send a file to him for his approval, get the attorney to send one more demand notice out, which is another 10 days before he would start on legal notices and certified letters and also title searches.
Okay, and which all incur additional fees. That's very helpful information. And Jim, I apologize. I didn't mean to speak over you. There's like a 1 second delay on the Zoom audio. So I didn't mean to.
Not a problem. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So Terry, July 25th, you said?
June 25th.
June 25th.
So if it comes in prior to the 25th, that stops the whole process, correct?
For her. For you. Right. And even if the payment is after that date.
You still have, there's still some
minimal cost. Okay. However, we can't base the decision for a date on somebody's one individual specific situation. And I have just recommended June 25th because that's the date that interest changes every month, the 25th of the month.
Great.
Clean start, starting point.
Thank you.
That works. All right. So I'd like to make a motion that we use the June 25th date to start with,
right,
and that the files were all turned over at that point.
Second.
Motion being seconded. If there's no further comment, all in favor?
Aye.
It passes unanimously.
And then my next one would be that that she makes this payment prior to these notices going, and then she works out a payment plan for what's left.
Perfect.
I'll second that.
Okay.
I'm assuming it could be sooner, but it's out of my hands with the bank.
You have some time.
Yeah.
And our whole goal is to get this taken care of.
And without over, we try to be fair with everyone. So make motions made, second on Dan's second motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Passage unanimously.
I would like to thank Mrs. Shawnee too for efforts in helping me out.
Oh, very good. And you can go home and drive in the daylight.
Oh, thank you so
much. Relax.
And stay in touch with Terry Hadarney.
I absolutely will. Yes, sir.
Terry, I don't know if you heard, but Mrs. Gursky was thanking you for your assistance.
It was a pleasure speaking with her the last couple of weeks as well. I enjoyed it.
It's always nice when Terry gets people saying thank you. She's not used to that.
I appreciate all her efforts. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mrs. Gursky.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to jump. Morris, you're 14 Hillcrest, right?
Correct.
Okay. Right, we'll take that one up.
Yep.
So I met with Mr. Silverstein, shortly after our last meeting. He reached out very quickly and we met. And the discussion that we had was he understood what the, and please correct me if I get something wrong, Morris. I know you're not bashful. He understood what the sewer authority had to say with regard to the benefit assessment. And he said that he would work to get that paid. But we also discussed that, he had granted an easement for the sewer authority on North Road, and perhaps that had some value that the sewer authority could consider with regard to the additional fees and fines that he faces. And so we had that discussion. He understands that that anything that was discussed has to be approved by the sewer authority. That I individually was not able to approve that, but we wanted to bring that before you this evening for discussion. And perhaps, Mr. Silverstein can talk to you about, his ability to pay the principal balance that's owed on the benefit assessment.
Floor is yours.
I thought, as I mentioned, talked with Jim, to forgive or disallow or forget the excess interest that and fees that have been charged me, and that is 10 years involved, so it's $6,100 that is owed for the, if that would have been paid every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So in discussion with Jim, the thought was to dismiss the $3,000 interest, whatever it was there, the extra interest. The total that I would owe would be $6,100 that I would ask to be given a year to, I don't have $6,000 just sitting around doing nothing. Give me a year to raise the $6,100. And Jim suggested, well, at least pay the oldest one, the first one, the one initial. So in my desire to comply with what Jim and I talked about, I got in touch with a tax collector and wanted to make a payment. And she said she couldn't accept it because if she did, she has to, by law, credit against the interest that is owed.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so I kept quiet. And then I said to myself, I'll wait and see what the authority says. So bottom line is this, the excess interest is forgiven. I would have a year to pay the balance, be it $6,100, but I would pay, I told her after I get my Social Security check in June, they'll pay the $610, $620, whatever it is, for that very first year. And that's the way that I talked to Mr. Rupert and myself.
Go ahead.
So basically, this isn't a forgiveness of the interest. We are basically saying that we are going to accept the right of way that you provided in that amount.
Okay.
So it's not forgiveness, but that had value. So that's why we're willing to work with you on that.
You're being compensated for the additional right of way that was granted because just for the history, for the record, on North Road, when we were running the sewer line there was an issue of a water system that was there. There we go. Sorry.
It doesn't beat this time.
Oh, it happened. That we had to get an additional right away from Mr. Silverstein so that we could do some shifting of the water lines and so on and so forth. And he granted it to us, just granted to us because the time was of the essence and it was moved forward. So this is compensation for that easement that was granted back then. So it's a payment, and that payment is the amount of, we felt was fair, the amount of the rearage at that point. Going forward, I don't know how we go ahead.
Jim, is there a way that prior to this going off to the attorney to get something written up between Bolton with the town attorney using obviously our fund?
Yep.
To get a notice put in place that we are purchasing that
right
away.
Right.
And then as soon as that's in hand, you make your way down to Terry Hartani to make your payment. So basically there'll be an agreement between the authority and yourself for that right away at the cost of what is owed for the interest and stuff. And then as soon as that's taken place, you go down and make your payment. We got to get this done before the 25th.
Make which payment just for that one for the lad pulled this year?
But we got to get some paperwork done first.
Okay.
And then by the 25th, you got to make that payment.
Right.
$622.
Right, that's what it is. Right.
It's not going to keep additional interest from accruing.
No. So the quickest you can get, the better you can get this paid, the less interest you pay.
Going forward.
Oh,
This eliminates all of the rear.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
So, obviously, if you're paying this off in portions throughout the year, there'll be a small amount of interest accrued during what's off the balance.
A year
obviously.
Right. The more you pay off on that first payment, the less
interest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will I be getting a check from you, or are we just doing paperwork?
No, it's all paperwork.
Okay.
And that eliminates basically what we agreed to is. The fee that we're paying for that easement is equivalent to the amount that's passed to in interest.
That you owe.
And that you can you give that to Jim, and this way we together our town attorney will draft that agreement between the town and you so that you're being compensated.
So that that interest on here is $3,646.20.
Yeah.
Right.
That sounds accurate.
That sounds right.
Yep.
So that will be taken. That's how we'll be dealing with that. That'll be a.
Now, do I make the $612 payment before the 25th?
Yes.
First, the pay forecast be signed, because if you don't, that 600 goes.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
So we're going to, the pay forecast to be done to eliminate that interest.
Okay.
And that's for the right of way.
Right.
Once that's done, then Terry can accept.
Then she can accept that payment as a payment. There's no arrearage due.
I'll call you later on this week.
Oh, okay.
And get the whole thing.
And she'll.
You need an attorney to do it, or can he do it?
The town attorney will draft it,
and then we'll take care of it.
Okay.
Fine.
He's usually pretty quick for us.
Why don't I make a motion for that?
Okay. As recorded.
As explained, right.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
I just want to thank Terry for following the protocol. Even though I know it was a little bit of an inconvenience for you, sir, Terry, thank you for following the protocol.
Right. Well, it also when we are audited, it also makes our life much easier too.
Exactly, Bob.
All right. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
It passes unanimously.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Ladies, everyone, thank you.
Thank you, Morris.
And as Terry mentioned, I'm going to just jump down to 25 Anchorage.
Yeah.
They've paid the, is it past due or total, the total assessment? I forgot what you said, Terry.
The past due.
Okay.
Their next payment will be due October 25th.
Okay.
Past due.
They're off the list.
Picking off there. All right.
Okay.
Well, they still have a significant amount of
interest due.
Fees, mm-hmm. Fees and fines owed. I don't believe the property is connected yet to the sewer.
Still not connected. Okay.
All right.
And I had encouraged them to.
Terry, go ahead. And you're mute. Oh, there you go. Now you're free.
Just a little confused here with Mr. Silverstein.
Yeah.
You're going to grant him the funds to pay the now current amount of delinquent interest is $3,831.60. But that's only the interest. He's still going to be delinquent on 10 years worth of assessments. And he only has the intention of coming down and paying one. And then the 1.5% clock is going to start ticking again. And even just paying one doesn't remove him from the parameters that were set for the tax sale of anybody who owed on the 2018 and older.
So, and maybe we need to clarify this, but I think the motion that was made also gave Mr. Silverstein a year to get that paid off.
To get the balance paid
off. The balance of, I think, $6,300 paid off.
Are you entering into a legally enforceable contract with him to collect?
I think that's why we want the town attorney to work that out, right, Terry, or our tax.
Because part this whole reason why we're able to do this is payment for an easement that was granted that he was never compensated for. So we will put this together in an agreement so that it deals with the issue you brought up, Terry. I'm glad you mentioned it.
It's still going to accrue interest at 18% a year.
And we did tell him that.
And we mentioned that to him before. And he's aware of that. Yep.
Okay.
All right. What is the amount that if he paid before the 25th, what amount minus the interest, what amount would it be?
The principal amount is $4,120. The outstanding bond interest is $2,000. The delinquent interest that you're looking at compensating him for is $3,831.60. The total is $9,951.60.
So he owes you six something. He would owe you six something.
So if we, the 3,000 something we're forgiving, it is the interest and penalty.
Right. I would be, we're not, we can't forgive interest. That would have to be approved by OPM. You are actually looking at probably terming that you're giving him compensation. You're actually.
Right. Compensation. Yep, exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
It's compensation.
Compensation which he can apply to that.
Which is applied toward portion. That debt.
I knew we had to do the wording right here.
Right. Yeah.
That's why we keep Terry here.
Yeah.
she corrects
you're
us.
Right. Well, thank you, Terry.
Terry,
you're welcome.
And the town attorney's putting this together. They'll probably reach out to you as well just to make sure everything's covered.
So, yeah. Okay. So that we don't have to do it again.
All right. Thank you. And then nobody else has reached out.
So the only other person I've spoken with is the gentleman from Silver Oak Realty regarding 25 Anchorage Road. And I will tell you that it was he's not a pleasant gentleman to speak with.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that he called you Terry and probably was less than respectful with you as well. But, you know, the conversation I had with him is, you know, the bank took over this property. It's my feeling that when the bank took over the property, they should have paid the entire benefit assessment. And they haven't even done that to date, right? They've paid what they've owed to date, but not future payments. Mm-hmm. And there are significant fees and fines owed on this particular property, which I encourage them to come here and discuss with the sewer authority, and they're neither here in person or here on the Zoom call. So I'm not sure what the group wants to do with this particular property at this time.
At this point, they're up to date, so they're off the list because they did it before it went to the
attorney. Right, right.
So really, we move on to the rest of them at this point.
Right. So the only ones left now to act on.
I mean, they've asked you in writing though to act on the fees and fines that are due. Do you want to do that?
They're not here.
Okay.
They have been as uncooperative as any group we've dealt with. And then no.
I mean that's I don't want to deal with.
No.
You got no movement of it for me. You got nothing from
nope.
Fair enough.
Mike, do you want to do anything?
No, absolutely not.
Good. There's
consensus.
There's four. Absolutely no. All right.
They didn't want to show up.
So, all right. So the remaining are 12 Juniper Lane, 1 Linwood Drive, 27 Linwood Drive,
33 Tollin Road,
and then 38 Anchorage, and 21 Colonial.
And I've heard from none of those individuals. Terry, I don't know whether you have.
I had a $200 partial payment in the mail with no correspondence and no contact from, I believe it was the 12 Juniper Lane. Mm-hmm. It only went to interest, I believe.
All right.
So it's down a little bit, but not much.
Yeah,
not enough.
No.
So I guess at this point on the 25th, we send those properties to the attorney.
Yep, move forward with it.
We need to make a motion.
I think we should.
We do.
Right. I'll make the motion.
That they move forward.
And second.
Motion is made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And unanimously passes. Okay. Now we're up to, the budget. Since we discussed it, I think we should put in a motion that we continue this year with the current budget, however, with the expectation that we will have to have an increase in 2023.
Second.
Okay.
So just so you're clear that the current budget we're operating under is a 19-20 budget because we didn't adopt a budget last year.
Is it?
It's pretty close to the one that I suggested.
I was going
to
say, if it works.
I think it's doable.
All right, we'll keep it.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear.
Yeah. Yep. And it's doable because one of the things that was going on earlier was all kinds of initial breaks from initial setups. Those have settled down, but, you know, so I think we're good. All right. So you will move to go forward with the.
You moved, I seconded.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Additional matters. We haven't heard from Coventry. Did you all get a email? Did send forward a graphic of what they were looking to do. I don't know if you.
I haven't seen it yet. It might be in my email.
Oh. If not, we'll forward you guys a copy of it.
Yeah
I don't have it.
You don't? Okay.
It's not in the packet.
No, we didn't put it in the packet.
No. That was
Sent
out.
Okay.
It was a day or so after the meeting.
Yeah. I was. Okay. I didn't know who they all sent it to. That's the thing. I thought they sent it to all the members of the authority. If not, Jim, we can forward it.
Yeah. Thank you.
With that, it's a proper motion to adjourn. All right.
So moved.
Here's a second. Okay. Motion made second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Passes unanimously. Nice job.
Thanks, guys.
You guys did good.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. 8 o'clock. You kidding me?